Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
And joining us today for this recap of one of the best interviews of 2021 is our friend Jordan High. Jordan has been on the podcast five times. I can't even remember.
A lot.
He's basically our third co-host when he's actually in Nashville. And this was just a great interview. We talked about quantum physics, dinosaurs, sports, and all other things Nashville.
Jordan Hyde, he's an incredible filmmaker. He's shot for a lot of big famous Nashville artists. He has recently been a part of a major film release over the past year. And so it's just always fun conversation with him. He takes our level up to plus 10 of whatever we have going on.
Especially our energy.
At the moment. Yeah, exactly. And Stuart, are we on a ski lift right now?
Yeah, so this is a photo, I think. This is a photo that Jordan took. I'm not sure exactly where it was, but yes, we're on.
It's very beautiful. It's a very beautiful photo.
Yeah, there's a sunset and the mountains, and this is one of Jordan's photos.
There you go. Well, please enjoy this, the latest interview we had with Jordan Hyde. Hello and welcome to the Nashville Story. I'm Aaron Pennington. Joined with us in studio, obviously Stuart Deming is with us today, as well as Jordan Hyde, an incredible cinematographer here in Nashville. Jordan Hyde is no stranger to the Nashville Story or the Nashville Daily Podcast. Many of you have probably heard him before here on this episode. But he's been on previous episodes. We've talked about his movie Sleeper Agent on here before. We've talked about his filming with Garth Brooks. But we have a lot that we talk about in today's episode, including dinosaurs, real or fake. We talk about Twitch. We talk about Nashville food. And we talk a lot about quantum physics. So a jam-packed episode. We hope you enjoy the Nashville Story with Jordan Hyde.
Woo! Welcome, everybody. Hey, just for all of you tuning in, this is Nashville Daily Podcast with our 1,000th episode. Thank you very much. Your host with the most, Jordan Hyde, is here, replacing our good friends Stuart and Aaron. I'm not sure what happened to those guys, but they let me in charge and gave me a microphone, so this is what you get for today.
And broke the microphone with
it. I broke the microphone. Only
half
people on
a
Twitch
second. Half a second.
We just started.
No, this is in the episode.
Something.
This is in the episode. This is not Twitch anymore.
I broke it.
This is on YouTube now.
Dang it. Crap. People are going to see this.
And they're going to be like, oh, I've worked with Jordan.
Like, that guy is really an idiot, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah, I am. It's cool. Let's do it.
Hold on. Before we go, I don't know where we're going. Before we start.
This episode is sponsored by Lipton Diet Green Tea. Dude. Citrus. Everybody.
Hey, Pepsi.
Lipton.
Hey, Pepsi, if you're listening.
Like Pepsi over Coke products, so... little sponsorship.
That thing Lipton is like out of stock everywhere, so I have to grab it whenever I find it.
Oh,
It's crazy. It's in high demand.
He buys like two or three cases at Sam's Club at one time.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hoarder.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I think you should step up your game. Two or three cases is not enough. You should
enough.
At least go
Nine.
In.
Fill the
and,
car.
Yeah, fill the whole darn thing. Whatever they have in stock, buy it.
I like that.
That's real commitment.
So,
I feel like that's amateur level. Buying the whole store out, that is deep into it.
Well, apparently everybody else did that already because there's not enough.
You could push people aside and start a brawl at Costco.
That'd be a fun sight.
It could be fun. That'd be good.
Your watch looks very fancy. I just noticed that
right now.
It's
not a fancy watch. It just looks that way.
It looks
it's
fancy.
It's only a Fossil. Like it's
Fossil stepped up their game.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's what? It's like a $150 watch.
Yeah.
So it's... I mean, it's better than the cheapy cheap, but yeah. It's not, you know, I'm not rolling in a Rolex.
I used to wear a Fossil and had the two, like, bands around it, so I looked like a goth. I guess that's the definition of it.
Okay.
Like, like black goth? Bands?
Yeah, like,
yeah,
black
like you're going to paint your nails black and you're listening to Nine Inch Nails on the dark goth?
No, not that type of goth. I was just like, I would wear this, like thing, and I'm like, oh man, I think I fit in with people. Okay. But I didn't really.
Oh, I got it because it has a white face. And then if you don't know this, as a gentleman of leisure, you're supposed to, your watch face is supposed to match your shoes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
As far as fashion and how that goes.
So let's, we have no choice now but to see the shoes.
Well,
yeah. Ah, there we
go. Shorts. Just for Stuart.
Oh, yeah,
thank
yeah.
You. Shorts. Thank you for
blue
that.
Shirts. I'm glad I wore something gray.
Yeah.
Blue shirts.
You can go now. This is Stuart and I. We're doing this. Blue shirt, tan, khaki. Is this tan or khaki?
Khaki.
Khaki.
Tan's a little
Jake
bit darker.
Jake from State Farm.
Okay. Yeah, we're wearing short pants khakis.
Yeah.
I always wear those.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why, in honor of you today, that's why I'm in shorts.
Thank you.
It feels weird.
It's the second time I've seen you in shorts in my entire life.
Yeah. See, that tells you something.
And one was when we were shooting outside and it was 95 degrees.
It was disgusting and I didn't like it.
It was hot.
It was really hot that day.
Okay.
I'm not sure how we finished, but we did.
Recent tattoos.
No. But
no recent tattoos?
No, but there is a, we are very, very close to going. We're going here again. I'm going here again very soon. And my wife, she is coming with me, and we're getting matching tattoos.
Where are you going, and what are you getting?
Well, where we are going is yet to be determined. There's a few places we're looking at, so all of the ideas, put them my way.
Sure.
Because I have yet to be tattooed in Nashville.
Pride and Glory.
Pride and Glory tattoo.
Pride and Glory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. We've had the owner on twice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lookout. Okay.
Yeah. And they just had their new location, because their establishment was hit by the bomb.
Oh.
So
that's right. Oh, they're over on 2nd Street, right?
They were.
Uh-huh.
Well, and now they're on 5th Avenue right next to the Margaritaville Hotel, up the road from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Pride and Glory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, we're getting matching tattoos, and we are getting stamps. We're getting passport stamps.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
From our first we're not sure exactly which ones yet, but it's probably going to be like our first one, maybe our fifth one, and then our 10th. First country, 5th country, 10th country.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is your passport book full yet?
I actually just sent mine in. It is not even with me right now. It is being renewed. I'm on my 3rd passport.
Wow.
And that one was, I think it was maybe 4 stamps shy of it being totally having to get like an extra book.
10 years, right?
Yeah.
Every 10 years, yeah. I need to renew mine.
But I leave out of the country here in next month.
Where to?
Nicaragua and Costa Rica.
Film or pleasure?
Pleasure.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, I'll shoot something while I'm there, but I mean,
we understand.
Yeah,
we understand.
Right. The backpack's coming with.
We don't need to go into details for that one.
Yeah.
The taxes. The reason he's going down there.
You made it sound dirtier than it could have been.
I know.
No, but it's definitely for taxes purposes.
We're on the same page. Yeah. We're wearing the same things almost.
Oh, man. Okay, so before we started streaming on Twitch and before we got into the conversation, we don't need to talk about how we got into the conversation of dinosaurs, but we got into the conversation of dinosaurs, and you presented us with a thought that I wanted to hold on to until now. Can you elaborate on
that? Yeah, dinosaurs aren't real.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that?
The concept of dinosaurs as we know them as kids and people growing up of...
So dinosaurs as we know them or just in general?
Dinosaurs as we know them.
Okay. I can buy that.
As far as the big, huge, massive concept of T-Rex, Brontosaurus, all that jazz, not real. Even so, the gentleman who actually coined the phrase dinosaur, Sir Richard Owen.
1843.
There you go.
Yep.
He claimed it. And part of the reason he did that was because Charles Darwin was getting so much recognition for his "We came from monkeys," which we didn't, because that's just an absurd, absurd way of thinking. Especially since I haven't seen a monkey in the last 100 years turn into a human. And if it's evolving, then that would continue to happen from the exact same species that's going on. Anyway, he even wrote in a letter to his lover at the time that he made the whole darn thing up to garner more attention for himself.
Yes.
And all we're doing is playing on it. All of the bones that we see in museums and everything, those are all fake.
Yeah.
None of those are real. And the moment you try to get
hidden.
Yes.
If any bones have been found, they're actually hidden in the like warehouses of museums.
Yes.
Yes.
Anytime you give the Smithsonian anything, they will literally like take it and shut you down and go, oh, yeah. No. Over here and hide it.
It's really interesting. So do you guys remember the explorer Marco Polo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he, in the 1200s.
Great
Geico commercials. Also great swimming pool game.
Yes.
Marco Polo.
Yes.
But in the 1200s, there's reports in all of his writings that he would go over to China and he would see these huge, massive animals. And he equated it to the word dinosaurs. They didn't have that word in 1200s.
Right.
So it's really fascinating to study.
It's when you start digging into some of that.
Oh, you could dig
pun
into
intended.
Yes, literally pun intended.
Yes,
but there's also the frozen dinosaurs they found up in the like Antarctica area, and nobody has ever seen photos of them. But if you start digging,
what's going on down in Antarctica?
That's crazy.
A real question.
Digging, lots of digging,
lots of digging.
That is a real look up some of that. Admiral Byrd.
Oh yeah.
Look him up.
Oh, I've heard his testimony.
That's some crazy stuff.
Is that the guy with the plane that you were telling me about?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so follow up question. What about the things that are in places like the Smithsonian or labs or things like that, or like current digs? Like I think like even here in Tennessee we've claimed to have one of the largest T-Rex tibias, I think, to be found here in Tennessee.
Well, all you're doing is claiming it to be something.
Well,
right?
Sure.
You found a bone fragment of something. You have no idea what it is.
So you're saying that we don't exactly know what those were, but they weren't dinosaurs as we know it.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Because it all gets... Well, they're not there, and all of the bones that are in museums, all of the stuff that you see, none of that's, all of those are fake. None of those are real bones.
What do you think of the biblical stories from the book of Job, where he talks about animals having trees the size of cedar trees?
Like animals having tails.
Having tails the size of cedar trees.
Interesting.
There's literally, in the book of Job, there's like 15 records where Job was talking about some type of animal that was that large.
I need to go back and read the book of Job. We have learned that dinosaurs are fake. Book of Job talks about them, and we need to read the book of Job together, which I think next week we have a reading, and we do that right here.
All right.
At this place.
All 42 chapters?
Yes, all 42 chapters. Dig in. We'll do sections of 10 to give everybody a 3-minute pee-pee break.
All right.
And then we get back to it.
Okay. That sounds great.
The last section will obviously be more than 10 because there's more than 40 chapters, so we will have to...
What are your thoughts about this, Jordan? I think it's the museum, the history of... the whatever one is in New York City, the History Museum, the National History Museum.
Like the one in the movie?
Yes, like the National Museum.
Okay. Like the one that Ben Stiller runs around in?
Yeah. Supposedly, they have a fossilized footprint of a human being and some type of very, very large animal. And the human footprint can fit inside of this large animal's footprint over 30 times.
Wow. These are the things that I don't know about.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just trying to throw a theory out there. Because all of the bones and everything that they keep saying are real are fake. And then all of a sudden we just decided that we're going to have dinosaurs. But yet, when you look at all of any form of cave drawings and carvings from every single society all over the world.
Sure.
What do they all have in common?
Woolly mammoths.
Dragons.
Something that is...
That's what they were initially
flying.
Called.
Interesting.
So in like Marco Polo, he talked about fighting dragons that were flying. The thing I think we also have to remember is after the flood, there was a huge flood that happened in history. We can prove this. And after the flood, things stopped living as long as people would live. Before the flood, you have guys like Adam who lived nearly 1,000 years.
Yeah.
You have all of these people. Noah lived 600 and some years, I believe. And so you had these people living for a long time. You also had animals living for a very long time, up to 1,000 years. If you look at a turtle, some of those tortoises can live up to 150 years. Look at how big they get in 150 years.
Huge.
That's where you have to do the math.
Okay. I think this deserves a discovery, and we need to look into this further.
Over food.
If there's anybody out there that is listening that has just extra money lying around and you want to fund a documentary on figuring this out, we would be happy. Please email Erin at erin@xplr.com. That would be great.
Dot life. We don't have dot com yet.
Oh, what is it?
xplr.life.
Dot life, because explore for life, yo. Woo!
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we wouldn't be just a bunch of crackpots making a film, at least not yet. But, you know, for those of you who may be hearing Jordan's voice and seeing his face with a beard for the first time,
that's very weird.
Jordan is actually a filmmaker here, so your money would be going to good use. We actually have a what do we have prepared?
I think this first one says reel.
We have a reel.
For those of you listening in on the car driving, this is great radio.
It's great radio. All right, I'm gonna full screen this and we'll play this reel.
Yeah. So here is Jordan's reel. So this is if you are listening, check this out on YouTube and follow along there as well. Let's play it.
Oh, watch it. Go.
Oh. And move the mouse. That was nice.
Dude, that made me want to go to a hockey game.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know if it was just your reels of everything or just for the hockey documentary you did, but that made me want to go to a hockey game.
I know. I want to go to a hockey game desperately. It's already, it's not over yet, but it's close. And
it's close.
The Preds are out, and I was like, darn it.
I was about to say.
And I was supposed to go, but I was too busy stinking working. And
for
what
one
happened?
Of the playoff games?
Yeah. Some of the playoff games. And what happened? Oh, yeah, the wife got to go without me.
Oh,
like,
no.
And I'm like, really? Oh, come on.
Huh. Man.
And so she gets to go, like, ooh, girls' night out. We're going to go. And, like, second row, Lexus Lounge. They're all hanging out. I'm like, really? Well,
so,
I'm sitting here stinking working, and you're getting to do that.
But you've been working on some cool stuff lately. You've been doing some...
You've
been working with food too.
That's
really nice,
dude. I haven't stopped since October of last year. And where are we in right now?
We're June.
June.
I literally have not stopped. We started with a Discovery Channel barbecue documentary.
That's awesome.
That was sweet. I gained 15 pounds. I think my cholesterol went up. It was bad. And then
worth every second.
Right. But then
I
had
the best barbecue you've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely. It was
because there was a guy named Tank and another
Tank
guy
Jackson.
Named Tickle.
Yep. Tank. Yeah. If you've ever watched or heard of the TV show Moonshiners, Tickle is one of the main guys in that show.
His name's Tickle.
His last name is Tickle.
Yeah, but still.
But they call him Tickle.
Yeah, Tickle. Like, ooh, tickle. Yay, funny.
Hey, tickle.
He is in he's in the TV show Moonshiners, and this is kind of like a documentary spinoff type thing.
Yeah.
Where he gets together with a we call him the Hog Father. His name is Tank Jackson.
Nice.
Out of he's out of Charleston, South Carolina, and his company is Holy City Hogs. And so he raises a special one of the breeds he does is a special Spanish breed called Ossabaw Island.
So it's like from his farm stays there. And that's where the pigs come from.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, for him. So he has a few different breeds of it, but that's his kind of specialty one. And we were running all over the Southeast and up into Virginia as well for 3 months doing that, which is why I gained 15 pounds. but I've lost it now, so that's good.
Nice.
And that was stinking great. I'm hoping that gets... They say, hey, let's do another run of that.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Do you know when's it going to be out?
It's out right now.
It's on Discovery Plus.
Yeah. So Discovery Plus. I have Discovery Plus. Yeah. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. It's called Smoke Ring.
Yeah.
Go watch that. Really cool. It was because it's on Discovery, it kind of still lives in that almost like reality TV world.
Sure.
But not quite. At least we were able to shoot it differently than the way that normal reality TV is kind of done, where it's a bunch of high speed shots and things like that.
Yeah.
Backlit, silhouette-y, super artsy versus just kind of, oh, talking heads here, here, here.
So I do want to ask, because it's been a while since we've talked about Sleeper Agent.
Oh, okay.
Your experience with that, has that helped with formats like a documentary or working with like a big film like Sleeper Agent, has that like really contributed towards the other projects that you do?
Yeah, I think Sleeper Agent gave me a really good feel for learning how to deal with a bunch of people in better ways.
Yeah.
And how to control an entire crew.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, one or two people, but a plethora.
Yeah.
We're looking at, 20 something plus people and trying to direct them and get them to do what is that you need to do and go on with all of that. So I think that really helped me work on honing that skill.
Yeah.
And that then translates into the smaller stuff where it's almost hyper focused when you have one or two people that are working alongside of you or whatever. And then you can really go, hey, let's do this, 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 this. I want this and this and this and this. And you're able to articulate that in a much better way.
Yeah.
Were you a director of photography for the barbecue show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything that I've been doing has all been, I think there's been a few where I'm not the DP for it, but that's just, it's essentially been because I'm helping out or doing something like that.
Yeah.
It's typically all DP work, unless it's maybe a project. I'm like, oh, heck yeah, let's do that.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So with the short time you've been able to spend in Nashville, what have you been able to do kind of post quarantine, after you've been able to go out and do things and go out and work? What have you been doing in Nashville at all, if you've been able to do anything around this area?
Oh, wow. What have we been doing here?
I know you went down to 1796, that steakhouse down in Franklin.
I did go down there.
And you said it was the best steak you ever had. I think you need to talk about that.
I did go down there. Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
I didn't. The way you describe steak, I started drooling.
That's
because you're like, this is good, man.
No, that thing was mouth-watering, insane. What's the name of the place?
1796. It's inside that new hotel in downtown Franklin.
Yeah. We ended up there one night with some of our friends, And we all just decided, you know, we're like, all right, you know, let's go have dinner over there and go check it out. And everybody, you know, everybody orders. And I always have the problem of it takes me a moment because I never want to order. I always want the server to order for me because...
Oh, I do too. If
they're going to go off their recommendations.
Right,
if
yeah.
If the server is a good server, they should be able to, in a sense, read your body language to say, okay, I think you may like this.
Or it just gives me the ability...
A good recommendation.
It gives me the ability to try something new that I wouldn't have necessarily ordered.
Of course.
If, you know, if I did that. Well, we got down... we were down there, and this was... man, I don't remember when it was, but I do know.
We have another Twitch stream coming in.
Scene came 2 years for release date-wise.
AOC.
Okay. Before Close Encounters of the Third Kind in 1977.
That's awesome.
No, that is not us. you were on the mobile site. That's why we couldn't see anything.
Oh, I have no idea why I was on the mobile site. That makes sense. Okay, so let's rewind. You're talking to the server.
Yeah, we're sit down. We're talking to the server, and the way that I normally do things is I'm sitting there scrolling, and I really wanted a steak, and the steak was MKT, and I went, "Let's do it. I don't care."
Nice.
And it was a 12-ounce ribeye.
Uh huh. Keep going.
A 12-ounce Wagyu ribeye.
Uh huh.
Came out to, I think it was $150.
I think it was higher than that. I thought it was like $170.
It might have been $180 or something. Like yeah, I think it was $180. Expensive. Yeah, I think it was $180 actually. But you could cut the thing with your fork.
Oh,
it was juicy as can be. Perfectly sliced, like pre-sliced. Come out when you order medium rare. It's medium rare, and it was perfectly red in the middle. Just perfectly seared on the outside, cut into strips already for you, and your fork could do the rest with cutting that in half.
Did it melt in your mouth?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I know. Now I'm ready to go there now. Like, let's close the podcast down.
Exactly. Like,
let's cut this down. Let's go there.
That's beautiful.
What sides did you get? Did you get the Brussels sprouts?
Those were ordered, yes. And they're really good, but I just found a new place. Called Van Gogh over in Five Points that just opened up on Thursday. It's wine bar,
and they have good Brussels sprouts.
Oh baby, yeah,
dude, I'm on a journey for the best Brussels sprouts in town.
Dude,
I think we need to make a documentary about this.
it's a documentary, and I'm in. And especially if it's on food, I'm in. Let's go.
So describe the Brussels sprouts. So in Five Points, is it like across from Three Crow or across from that gas station?
You take Woodland and just go a little bit east.
Okay.
On Woodland. So it's off of Five Points by maybe, I don't know, like three or four buildings.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's where that kind of little, or they're doing construction in that area, I think, on that road.
Or they were. That may be the new restaurants.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be. They just opened up on Thursday.
Wow.
D and I went yesterday.
Uh-huh.
They're having a soft opening right now.
That's awesome.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh boy, it was good.
So was it like Parmesan on the Brussels sprouts?
Was there Parmesan on there? No, there was no Parmesan, but it's mixed with bacon and balsamic.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Oh man.
Yeah. My favorite things.
And I believe they get their pork from Porter Road.
Okay. The butcher.
Yep.
Yep.
Was it
thick bacon or more like your little like thick, chop up? Okay.
Very thick and awesome.
And then do they make their own vinaigrette? That's the bigger question.
I did not ask.
Okay.
I could have. I was too immersed in the eating process to care.
Oh, man.
But
I may have to. Okay. How much were the Brussels sprouts?
Dude, it was like $18. It was like $5.
That's fantastic.
Dude, we had three drinks and three plates of, you know, food that we shared, and I was out of there for like $43.
What?
Yeah.
In East Nashville?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Everything was dirt cheap. I'm like, this is how it's supposed to be.
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Everything on the menu was like, nothing was over like $8.
That's amazing. Great.
I wonder if it's just for the soft opening.
I don't know.
I may have to go try it.
Yeah. I'm ready to go right now.
That sounds amazing.
Let's just do a tour of everything. I did this one time when I was younger. Back when I used to eat fast food, we wanted to have all of our favorite things from all of the fast food places.
like for one meal.
Yeah, yeah, one meal, sit down, all of it there, right?
Wow.
But it was like, oh, let's get a burger from In-N-Out, and let's get chili cheese fries from The Hat, and let's go to Del Taco and get a chicken quesadilla.
Wow.
And then let's go to, you know, wherever it was. And I think we went to like, oh, went to KFC and got nuggets. And, like it was just, oh no, we went to KFC and got biscuits with honey.
Yeah.
And we had, I don't know, there was this one area that had like everything, and we just went there and we did that, and yeah, it was weird. But let's do that again.
Around Nashville.
Without the fast food.
Yeah.
And just real food.
Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, dude, I think we
bring it here and we eat it live.
I think we need to do a barbecue tour of Nashville.
Oh.
And Brussels sprouts tour of Nashville. I think this will be great.
Hey, do we have... We have one more person watching on Twitch. That's awesome.
What's up?
For everybody.
What's up, Twitchers?
Watching on YouTube
up,
or listening to this. We're just occasionally in our new studio just going live on Twitch when we're doing some recordings. And so we thank
this
you for
the
viewing.
This is the 1,000th episode right here.
563.
1,000. This is it.
So if you want to interact with us in chat, we can see your chat. We'll be able to chat with you. So tell us hello.
Wait, you said this was 563?
563.
Yeah.
No, I only am here for the important events.
This is the important
one. This is it. Change it.
Hey, you're one of the first ones in the studio. So that means that's an important event.
That is pretty cool.
We'll be doing some big stuff episode. For 615 day.
Yep.
Well, not Nashville 615 day.
Our 615
because that was
day.
Yesterday. That'll be our 615 day, episode 615.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And then episode probably 1,000 or something.
And then 1,000.
Huge. Maybe at the Ryman.
Blow it out of the water. Just let's go.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And we may hit 1,000. We'll hit 1,000 in a year. Which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah, that would be. That would be crazy. We were talking about music earlier. Do you still drum?
Occasionally.
Where do you drum at? Do you drum at home?
Yeah, down at home in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, boom, you know?
That's awesome.
It's fun. Throw some headphones on.
So you got an electric kit?
No.
So you got a real kit, but you just put headphones on?
Yeah, I just put headphones on, plug it in, take that and plug it into the phone and just play along to something.
That's awesome. And you were a touring musician for... How long? 8 years? 12 years?
12 years? Yeah.
And
I don't dare to even try to play here because everybody's so much better than, I mean, perhaps I was that good when we were going.
Sure.
But then it stopped and then I, you know, got into cinematography and then I don't spend near the amount of time practicing and being good at it.
Sure.
I would just go, no, you... I bow down to you. You're so much better. You do it. I will watch and listen.
You just like put on your headphones. Hey, this sounds like something really fun to drum to. You need to drum to it.
Yeah. Usually when my wife is out of town.
That makes sense.
And I'm by myself and I've had a few bourbons and I'm like, yeah, I could do this again. Let's go. Woo!
And then you're awesome. Worn out after you drum.
Yeah. And then I get the blisters all over my hands again.
So where was your favorite place to tour when you were a touring musician?
Here.
In Nashville.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I fell in love with Nashville.
Your
in the
home
first
base
place.
Was California?
Yeah.
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 Why did you fall in love with Nashville?
Because of the way that Nashville is. The people, the vibe of the whole place, of getting to just walk around and kind of, oh, hey, here's this restaurant or that, there's this bar or whatever, and everything is just kind of has this really cool feel to it that it's its own place, right? There's nowhere else like it.
There's not.
There really isn't.
The closest thing to Nashville is Dublin, Ireland, because of the live music scene over there. And the food. The food in Dublin, Ireland is incredible. You need to go.
I do. I have not been to Ireland. That needs to be on the list.
The burgers. So I lived.
Dude, are we going to eat after this?
I think we have to.
So I lived in, she's got to eat alone. I lived in Italy for like almost 9 months. And in separate times. But for 2 months, I didn't have a burger at all. And I went to Ireland, and I had the best burger of my entire life. Just melted in my mouth. The cheese was incredible because all, like, from Irish cows. And everything's, like, all grass-fed beef over there. None of, like, the processed stuff that we have here in the United States. But go to Ireland, have fish and chips, and have a burger. It'll change your life.
I do want that. That does sound great.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
What was I going to say? Coffee is something I just thought about. What is your coffee when you're on the road and you need your fix? Do you go to a local place? Do you use hotel coffee to get by until you get back home to Nashville?
I cannot express to you enough how I would rather sit naked on a hot skillet than have hotel coffee.
Have you done this?
That's a great analogy.
That's what hotel coffee is.
Okay, so what's the remedy? How do you get your fix?
I travel with my own.
Okay.
I will bring beans from home.
Okay.
With me with a French press and...
do you do a hand grinder or do you grind before you leave?
It depends on how long I'm gone for.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be gone for a hot minute, then I'll bring a hand grinder with me.
Yeah.
And do that. If I'm gone for, you know, 2 or 3 days, then I'll just grind some up at home and then throw it in a bag and just bring it that way.
Yeah.
Has
TSA
always
ever stopped you and they're like, what are these?
No, okay. They've never. I get stopped for having a stinking Leatherman on me all the freaking time. I'm such an idiot.
All
the time. Do you have to replace the Leatherman all the time?
Oh, you got
to
throw those things away.
I probably lost like 15 of those things.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I'm no longer allowed to have them.
My dad tried to sneak on peanut butter one time. That didn't go over well.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Wait, why can't you have
like
peanut butter?
Like fresh peanut butter or like a Jif jar?
Yeah, no, like in a Jif jar.
Is that because like people like allergies and stuff?
No, you just can't bring in food.
What?
Like you could not
all the time.
Because
bring in food all the time.
Well, yeah, I brought in food. I brought in like baguettes from like New Orleans back to Nashville. But if for some reason its classification is like not food.
Because it's considered a liquid.
Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know about these in-between kind of things, but went straight in the bin.
All right, so last time I flew, I was in New York, and this was September of 2020. I went to Walmart, and I bought a duffel bag of these honey Cheeto chips, but it's only made up in that area from a company called Hertz. You may have had their chips.
I only recognize it from The Office.
Yeah, I bought like 15 bags, and I had a duffel bag full of like these chips, and TSA didn't say anything to me. It was amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Literally, I'm coming to Nashville, and I'm bringing a bag of chips.
I will say that's really cool why am I trying to talk like that? I think it's really cool now, as I like to call I'm supposed to be an adult. I'm not an adult, but I now can afford to purchase things that I like that I find in other parts of the country or world and have them shipped to me. It's cool.
You don't have to be like, man, when I get to New York, I want to try this.
Yeah.
Or I want to see, or I want to do this.
Right. And places like that. You mentioned chips. There's an awesome place in Ohio called Correll's.
Yep. I've had them.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Yes. Uh-huh. Bring me, I'll order a pallet of that. Yeah. Like 27 boxes. I don't care what's on it. Bring it. I want all of it, and I will eat it, and I will put it in the bathtub, and I will get in.
Sounds like a good time.
It will. It'll be great. I want to eat all of that.
I think next time we have you on the show, I think we need to do like a pizza tasting and like a barbecue tasting.
Yeah.
And we just throw down.
But we failed at not bringing the food for this one.
This is dumb. Can we start over?
Get food.
Go get food and come back.
Just an empty, empty Twitch stream.
Redo this.
And then we come back to like 500 viewers.
There's editing, right? That's a thing.
That'd be kind of crazy if we had 500 viewers.
I've seen clips of people who are like gaming on Twitch and they'll fall asleep
and the Twitch people would wake them up.
They will. What? Twitch, yeah, when somebody like falls asleep gaming, people will rush into there. Like, people love seeing that. And then they'll wake up. They love seeing people wake up to like
Mr. Beast,
a ton of people watching them.
So Mr. Beast is a YouTuber. He has like 19 million subs.
Yeah. I
so you've probably seen him. You probably filmed Blue Film myself.
No, I ran into him in, it was like North or South Carolina.
That's where he's from. North Carolina, I believe.
Wow.
Somewhere in there. I was shooting out there, and it was just this crazy madhouse of all of these cars. Like
that's them.
Like police officers guiding traffic. I'm like, what the heck's going on? They're like, oh, well, Mr. Beast is over at this place giving out, you know, whatever. I'm like, Who's this
Mr.
Guy?
Beast?
What is happening? What is this world we live in?
But he would go into Twitch streams for like people that fell asleep or just like these random gamers on Twitch, and he would donate $10,000 to them and like just change their life.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he does incredible things.
Who is on, like, Look at this. No offense to people on Twitch.
At the side of the screen, there's 87,000 people watching Rainbow Live. Some of these gamers have 6,000, 29,000.
How do we get into that room? Can we just go put the feed into that room? Most of these guys are probably streaming for 10 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy who just Twitch streamed.
This is way above my head,
I think it just broke the record.
It's kind of new for us, too.
He just Twitch streamed for, I think it was like 49 days straight. He broke the world record. And he, at one point, he had 500,000 people watching him. And they all, most people give like a $4 or $4 or $7 donation at a time. He made like $15 million off of this thing.
Doing what for 49 hours? I can't do anything. Stuart, I'm gonna do this because
Jordan, you can watch the screen there, but let's just go to browse real quick. I'm gonna make sure that's muted. Look at all these different options for Twitch now. There's literally
going to Call of Duty.
There's the traditional gaming stuff. So let's go to Call of Duty Modern Warfare. I need to start playing that instead of World War II.
This is the game I play. So let's see if I can find. So there's going to be three big people that play Call of Duty.
Who's this one? Drinking games. Let's go there.
Where is this one?
Sounds awesome.
Drinking games. All right. So we're going to go into this Twitch stream and then we'll turn the volume on this one. We are watching Twitch while in Twitch. Yes.
So now it's going to have an ad. So this is how Amazon's making money to pay these creators.
Right. Yeah. So Amazon owns Twitch.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So if they're in the creator fund, then they will have ads play on their channel, 30-second ads beforehand. They have 104 people watching right now.
And then I think if I go up here to this little box, I can give them a gift.
Yeah, you can give them a gift. You can subscribe to their channel. We can chat.
Like, so it's all like through donations. You're going to be like, yo, I'm going to, like,
I'm going to give you $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Why is this a thing?
This is a huge thing.
So let's go. I need to unmute them.
So, like,
tier 2 for 11 months. That's a big fucking deal, actually. Thank you. My hair's crazy.
Their stream setup. I like their setups. So like, very creative with a lot of these stream setups.
So you could buy all of those lights behind her on Amazon for like $22.
Prestigious here.
Is she playing on her computer or gaming controller? She's got a controller.
Hayden can take shots for me.
Anybody listening, YouTube version of this is good.
This is a new experience for me.
Oh, so you've not watched people stream there.
I have ever been on Twitch in my life. I have never watched this. I have no idea what's happening.
YouTube, Facebook, they all do this. So you literally just watch people play video games.
Yeah. Why? Why don't you play the video game yourself?
If you are a Twitcher, then that's what you do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm on
but
the same.
But then other people watch the person playing the video game, but so, they're not doing anything but just watching.
I'm on the same page as you. I don't really understand how that many people could be watching people, but all the numbers are there, so they're not hiding any of this.
Yeah.
But the numbers are there somehow.
So you have a guy like Ninja, who is one of the largest YouTubers.
So let's
he's not on Twitch any longer, I don't think. But like. He, like, all of the donations and stuff, he makes $56 million or so a year Twitching or live streaming on YouTube.
Okay, and that's not even the craziest part. People will stream
their life
anything now. I mean, perfect example is this. But yeah. People will stream anything now. Okay, so go pick another section. This is the in real life section of Twitch now. So we could do talk shows and podcasts. We should be in that category once we fully like set up everything.
I want to watch us right now watching us.
We could do that.
In this.
Okay.
That's what I want to see.
I think we could do that.
Make that happen.
Okay.
This is riveting radio right here. Everybody who's listening in your car and on the podcast. This is fantastic. Look at that. There we are. See, we're there. And we're on this computer.
And we're here in real life.
Three places at once.
Inception.
Three. Count them right here. And there's the feedback coming from it, too.
Yeah.
That's why we mute it.
That's great.
Okay. So
this
let's go back
so
to the
fascinating
in real life, because there are some wild Strade, you can unmute it now. I'll close out of ours. So go ahead and unmute it there. So let's go to in real life.
What do people do in their everyday life?
They Twitch stream.
They Twitch. They Twitch. Like I just did. Do the Twitch.
Like that. Do the Twitch.
Do
huh?
the Twitch. Choose one, Jordan.
That's a new dance.
You want to go? No, relax and enjoy. This is just a video loop. There are a lot that are just video loops with audio, which almost seems like cheating to me.
I genuinely don't even know where to begin.
Let's go.
There's too much out there.
Let's go. There's food and drink. We'll do food and drink.
There's too much TV for people to watch.
Oh yes, there's absolutely. Too much. Live streaming, people eating and live streaming. Italian.
Do the guy with the beard in the right corner.
Okay. He's got 27 viewers. So
that's Belly of the Beast.
It'll be 28.
What's up, Belly?
It's content.
We can't decode.
Well, that's a bummer.
Extra happy giddy mood tonight. I hope you guys don't mind.
Jordan, was he on any episodes of Moonshiners?
Definitely. This guy was there.
Scoping stuff out, and yeah, I got a whole ounce of 2x6s also, but it's another project. But he has
27 viewers right now. But 3,700 followers on here.
Yes, it's in the top three.
I just have a problem with that many people knowing about my life. Right?
Like, so somebody gave him a gift.
Somebody just gave him a gift. How much did they give?
That is too much stuff going on in your own home.
This person just said, I'll pay to get your mood to talk to this guy.
Get ready for great stuff. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the great stuff home, and then I'm going to shut out the light.
I thought this was food and drink.
I know.
And then turn the light on at night and walk around at night, and any light I see, I shoot it with great stuff.
So, Jordan, what's ultimately your thoughts on Twitching?
Oh, yeah. Check out the phone.
I think I am an old man, and I don't understand it.
All right, this person's cooking sauce.
They're doing picture in picture. I appreciate that.
I mean,
good for her.
I get what it is, but I see what the concept is.
Yeah.
And I see what people are doing. I just don't. What is the fascination with everybody knowing everything about people, right?
I think it is.
And I'm not trying to, this is me being genuine question about this. I'm not trying to be ignorant over it. I truly don't understand the fascination of needing to know or just broadcast your entire life for everybody to see.
So there's two sides to this. One, people can now make money doing their day-to-day lives. That's the Twitch side of it. So if she can make money, this woman right here, cooking at home, from all of her followers, which she has 388 right now. So
if 388 people gave $4.99 a month to subscribe to.
Well, so followers are different than subscribers. Yeah. But
we're dumbing down talent and letting people get paid for it. That's what's happening.
Of course.
So yeah,
you don't have to have any actual talent.
No, people want to see.
Anything.
Yeah, people are people can live their lives in their normal way, like doing what they want to do and make money off of it. So that's
but that's not really living your normal life, because now you're doing everything with an intent.
This is
for
very
people
true.
To watch,
it does
right?
It does change the way that you interact on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Yes. But number two is that we are getting to, and I think what happened with 2020 probably fast forwarded this probably 15 years or so. We are now basing more likes and interests and discovering new things, not off of our conversations with people in person, but more off of what we see online and gaining more of, I don't know if like digital friends are going that way is more of the way, but our online communities are getting larger.
That's
what's happening on the user side.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think 2020 just fast forwarded a lot of this.
Have you ever seen the movie WALL-E?
Yeah. That's what we are.
That's where we're heading. We're also, have you ever read the book Fahrenheit 451?
Of course.
Yes.
Do you remember these firefighters going into these houses, and they have these houses, literally LED screens basically around their entire walls, and people were just so consumed by entertainment.
Which makes you wonder, is time travel possible? Like, did people know about this ahead of time and all of this is going forth and people are like, look, I'm going to write about this now because this is the era that I'm in because I traveled all the way into the future and saw this
or,
and they came back.
Or they read history. Because if you look at Rome and what Rome and some of these civilizations did, you have entertainment to distract the masses.
Right.
That's exactly why there's so much form of entertainment.
Right.
Apple, everybody is in entertainment. Walmart even talked about starting a streaming service.
Facebook, you said.
Is switching to an audio podcast. Like
they're launching.
They're adding yeah. audio podcasts. So as long as you can entertain the masses, you could distract them by what's really happening.
Exactly.
That's ultimately what this is.
Right. Well, that's the world that we live in. Right. That's the simulated world that we live in right now. Everything that's going on with the whole... with the virus stuff, with the changing of presidents, everything has been, we're going to give you all this stuff over here to distract you from really what's going on.
Yes.
Is anybody talking about the audit that's going on in Arizona right now?
No.
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 And we can't say anything else because we'll be banned from YouTube.
Oh, there you go.
So, but they're not saying that.
Sounds like censorship to me.
They're not saying anything about the stuff happening in Georgia.
Nope.
There's a
Pennsylvania,
lot.
There's a lot Michigan, happening. Wisconsin.
And so if you can distract the masses through That's entertainment, right. you have control.
That's right.
So the Romans did it. And that. So
and if you can, quote unquote, fact check things, like when did that become a thing? Like, I'm going to fact check this
during Trump's.
Shut up and just brain. go play on Twitch.
Like, go Twitch.
Go Twitch. Fact check people. Good grief.
Yeah.
Get a life. Have a discussion with someone and be open to it. Whether or not you're right or wrong, just have a conversation.
And Dinosaurs is a good opening move.
It is a good opening move.
It is.
Ooh, if I was single, man, I'd be doing that. Like, that would be the opening line right there. Dinosaurs aren't real, right?
My favorite pickup line is from the TV show Psych.
Yes. You heard about Pluto, right?
You heard about Pluto,
That's
right?
That's messed up.
That's a...
Whoa. Wait, hold on. I said that, like, being single and going out that... Mr. Engaged Man over here.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, congrats, yeah. buddy.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
When I know we've talked about the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
Did I tell you what I was thinking about doing?
Yeah. We said Alaska cruise. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know. I need to plan for this ahead of time. I haven't been
just to make sure you're on the same boat.
Well, yes, exactly. I'm not sure if I'm allowed on that. Like, I will take that thing down. Like, it will be my mission to eat and drink until I physically hate myself.
They'll let you on those things.
All right, cool.
Yeah. They'll let you eat and drink as much as you want. It was interesting to me the first time that I went.
I've never been on a cruise.
The first time I went, I expected, like, since with your package, like, I mean, you get as much food and drink as you want. Not alcohol. You pay for that package, but they just have a giant buffet.
I'm such an underperformer at buffets.
That is, I thought it would be like open like all the time, but it's not. Like, it closed down at like the end of a meal time, so like a 4-hour window for like each meal time. And
so that was
very disappointing to be like, oh, it's like midnight and I want a snack. That's the hardest part about a cruise is that's not necessarily available at all times. But, you know, first world problems.
Yeah. Right.
But the food is amazing. So many restaurants that you can eat at for free there when you make your reservation. I saw Jersey Boys, the play.
Heck
at like
yes.
a 1,000 person venue inside of the cruise line.
Like the actual Jersey Boys play with the normal people.
Not the Broadway cast.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what?
No.
I saw that when I was in London, and that was
yeah.
holy
cow. So I've seen it a few times now, but the one I saw there, so they have a cast there that does actually several different plays throughout throughout the week, and you just pick whatever show you want to watch.
That's talent.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
For somebody to be able to memorize 7 different plays.
Yeah.
And perform
and characters,
7 different
yeah.
characters.
Yeah.
That's talent.
Now, the entertainment is really, really good on there. They had a Starbucks, but I never went there once because it was so expensive.
Good for you. It was trash coffee.
The Starbucks.
Trash coffee. But if Starbucks wants to sponsor this podcast, I will change my tune. Just saying.
I appreciate
it. But until then, trash coffee.
Yeah, but I'm actually very shocked. Like, that blows my mind that you've not been on a cruise.
I've never been on one.
Oh, man. Okay.
I feel you've like been a dinner cruise? Like, no. Okay. Hawaii?
Well, like, I've done like a sunset cruise, okay, with drinks, and I've done a brunch cruise, like that
in
little.
Hawaii?
But not like, you know, like that. Not type. Like I'm going to bed on this boat.
Yeah, nothing, yeah, along the lines of I'm going on a stinking cruise. Like, let's go. Yeah, okay. Here it is.
Well, my wedding will be the first one. There, man, you go.
And I haven't been to Alaska yet. That's Alaska.
You've been all over the world. You've never been to Alaska.
Alaska.
I've never been to Alaska either.
So Alaska and Maine are my only two left in the U.S. And it's, I've been, dude, the
Maine,
rest of them.
It is going
Is Mount Washington in Maine is supposed to be incredible.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to be going up for the anniversary this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the plan. We're gonna do. We're gonna go to, as the VeggieTales would say, we're going to Boston in the fall.
I didn't watch VeggieTales.
That's all right.
Hey, Boston in the fall is great. Okay, my favorite restaurant in Boston is a restaurant called Red Dragon. It's one of the oldest pubs in America.
Yeah.
Samuel Adams.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
And those boys.
Yeah.
That's where they went to go drink. But fantastic fish and chips.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a great spot.
So that place is still around.
Still around, and they do live Irish music. It's fantastic.
Wow. That's crazy. So, yeah, you'll knock out cruise in Alaska.
Yes.
All in the same deal. It is. It's. I tell Stuart this quite
often.
There's also
Green Dragon.
Oh, Green Dragon.
Yeah. And Bell in Hand.
Yeah.
You've got lists.
Mary Lou's Coffee is fin. Oh yeah, baby. Intermission Tavern.
There's a place up in Boston. It's an Australian like meat shop, where they do like the meat pies.
Mm-mm.
It's over in like East Boston. It's like across from like the bay, dude. Incredible.
There, I was telling Stuart, like, there are just certain things that leave an imprint on you that's hard to shake.
Yeah.
Food-wise and adventure-wise. Food-wise, it was Muletown Coffee. We went there yesterday.
In Columbia,
in Columbia. And their dark roast, it's called the Woodsman. And it was incredible. I usually don't drink dark roasts, but it was so good. Like, that left it, like, certain food in adventure. Alaska left an imprint. An incredible imprint. Parts of Hawaii have, and New Orleans. Like, those are the places that are like, you just kind of get an itch to go back, but Alaska is on the top of that list.
Telluride, Colorado, for me. Have you been?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great. It's hard to find those questions when someone asks, what is... Like, oh, where's your favorite place to go? Or, like, what, you know, where would you go back to instantly? And the problem is I can almost find something great about everywhere that I went.
Well, sure. But what are the places that you're like...
It's somewhere different.
What are the places that have, like... When I think of left an imprint, I mean, it's hard to not think about it when you think about, like, adventure or things like that. Like, the first places that pop in your head.
Like, that's the problem. No way. All of them have done that.
Just
I can give
Tuscany.
I love it there.
Dude, I love Tuscany. Have you been there at night when all of like the castles turn on their lights?
Yep.
And you see it.
Yep. I've watched it from you can go across to look back at the Domo and over across the hill, at the very top, there's a whole sitting area to actually sit and watch all that come to life.
Incredible. Oh,
we did that.
Like, wow.
That's stinking amazing. Like doing winery tours and getting to go into spots that you don't get to go to with other winery tours because you just happen to be on the right one or know someone and get to go into that. Or you go to Spain and you have dinner cooked for you in a 1,000-year-old house. And it's just you and the guy who owns the winery. Like
that's
the
amazing.
Guy making it.
That's
and it's
crazy.
Like, that's it. Like nobody else. Like, he's like, I'm making lunch for us. Okay. Great.
My house is 1,000 years old.
Yeah, my house is... we're going to eat it in that building. It's 1,000 years old.
My grandfather saw dragons.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He did the inscribing on the caves. Like, not to scale, but he did them. It was great.
What are some things that you are newly fascinated by or things that like you're constantly like, oh, I'm really enthralled with this subject or thing?
Quantum physics.
Really?
Right now, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The thought of that and just listening to other people that are so far and beyond more intelligent than I probably could ever be talk about it and then explain it in a way where I go, I don't get any of that, but I kind of get that. And
so what is the is there a discovery or what attributes do quantum physics help to solve that you're really into right now?
Quantum physics is based on like mathematical equations, right? And it talks
because like, quantum physics is a lot of universe explaining, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And what it does is it basically it proves things wrong, but is not wrong, and yet it's wrong in the sense that we're looking at it and going, well, like we base things off of Einstein's theory of relativity, right? You've got a domino that's right here, and you've got a domino over here, and if this domino falls, then there has to be something in between to make this domino fall. Well, in quantum physics, they could both fall at the exact same time.
Mm.
Because when you break particles down, you break atoms down and you go to subatoms and all these other like crazy things. One starts with like I can't remember the names, but you break it down and you start splitting atom and splitting that atom and splitting that atom and splitting that, and they get all to these crazy spots. And then
you have the nuclear bomb.
All of a sudden, you find these pieces that are here and here at the exact same time.
Hmm.
So it's in the sense of like being in two places at once. But they talk about how this one, like that doesn't happen until it's been realized. Once you realize this one over here, then this one all of a sudden becomes real in its space as well, which also brings you to time travel on how if you could be here at one place, then you could be here at one place, but you have to be realized in this space in order for that to happen.
Are you watching any of the Marvel stuff?
I don't say I've seen all of it, but I've watched probably the majority of them, but not a lot of like the sub.
Have you watched
crazy
like
ones?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. that's getting into these theories.
Yes.
But Loki just came out last week, and now it's getting even into more deeper time travel theories.
Interesting.
And it's crazy. The one episode I watched Loki last week, and I was like, okay, this is the Marvel television show I've been waiting for.
Oh wow,
It's fantastic. The other two suck.
I love the Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is great.
Yeah, Doctor Strange and the Ant-Man and Wasp, because it talks about all of this stuff, and I'm going, I don't know. And then it also brings me back to whatever you believe, fine, but I can't possibly sit here and like learn about these things and then go, yeah, there's no creator. There's no grand design.
Oh yeah. Right?
Whether you believe in God or whether you want to believe in something else or anything. But with all of this to be in place, we just didn't get a bang and everything.
It has to be intentional.
Right. It has to be intentional. Yeah. Everything.
Intelligent design.
Right.
Yeah.
When you look at, you know, whether you believe science or not, because the science is settled. No, that's not how science works. But trust the science. No, that's not how it works. You actually have to question it. Oh, really?
That's kind of what science is.
Exactly. Yeah. If what they used to say was, I mean, it's always evolving, right? As what it should. And that's the real concept of it. They used to say, oh, you know, we live in a three-dimensional world, right? Well, now they're jumping in and now they're saying we need like 16 dimensions for our world that we know
to make sense.
To actually exist.
Did you watch Interstellar?
I didn't.
Okay. You need to go home. By Interstellar.
All right. I'll go watch
and
it. I'll watch it tonight. I need something to do, man. I'm supposed to be making food at home. I don't know if I'm going to make food at home now. Now that we've been talking like D's on our own.
Watch Interstellar, and we'll talk about it when we see you next. It's going to blow your mind.
Okay. I'm in for that.
All right.
I'm all for that. Well, man, I've got so much other stuff. Like let's keep talking about stuff. But I know we gotta go.
we'll leave it on that. We'll talk about Interstellar. Maybe we just watch Interstellar for the next one.
We're gonna Twitch ourselves.
Yeah,
watching Interstellar,
and then we'll talk
and
about
people
it for
are
the
gonna
podcast.
Pay, give us a donation of $4.
Yes,
possible.
I like that. Well, we'll recoup the cost of Interstellar.
Right.
Yeah.
Aaron's never seen Interstellar.
Yeah.
Either.
No, I haven't.
So, like it's.
I think that's a good use for
dude,
time.
Dude, come over and watch it at my house, dude. I got a dope new system for my TV.
Nice.
That's awesome. I got a new couch. It's great.
That's
great. Did the whole living room. I'm supposed to be redoing the whole stinking kitchen right now too.
Oh.
But you're working too much.
Dude, I'm working so stinking. Hey, if there's any flooring people out there, 867-5309, call me. Need that. Possibly could be redoing the floors in the house.
We may we may have a contact for that.
Are you taking out the tile?
No, hardwood.
It's hardwood. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I want to do. The problem is that I can never do something that's semi-complete.
That's
like,
fair.
I have to do the whole darn thing, or I don't do it at all.
That's fair.
And it takes me forever. It drives my wife absolutely insane because I won't do anything until I get the exact thing that I want or I get the project done the way that I want it.
Sure.
Like, my computer chair, it's junk. Like, it's like these chairs right here, right? And it's sitting in my living room because the perfect chair that I want is $2,500.
Is it the X chair?
No. Dude.
Have you heard about the X chair?
No. What's the X chair?
The X chair is, that's what I've been hearing, is like the next chair. Well, I mean, it's already here, but it's like the best office chair that could be out there right now.
It's like $2,200.
Yeah.
What is it? What does it do? Does it give you a massage?
Yes. It actually has massage and heaters built into it.
And I'm not
lying about that.
This is the chair that I want.
That's fancy.
Ooh, that's really fancy. Airdrop that to Stuart. Let's put it on the screen. Pull up the X chair too. Okay. I want to see both of those.
We'll do X chair. X chair.
Here we go. This is great radio, everybody. Listen up.
All right, so this is the X chair.
So here's the X chair.
Look at this thing. Experience X chair now.
I hate everything about the way this looks. Nothing about this makes me want to buy it right now.
You would choose look over
beauty before comfort all the time.
Heating, cooling, massage. Man.
So yeah, I wasn't lying about that.
Oh man.
Heating, cool. All right. So is this like a Professor X chair? Like,
it takes you everywhere.
What's going on? By the way.
All right, now we're going to this.
Is X-Men a precursor to what our world is going to become?
Yes.
I was about to say, that's a Stuart question.
Right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I mean,
all right, so this is the chair that Jordan's looking at.
This is the chair that you're looking at.
That looks so much better
than that
janky chair.
Aesthetically, it looks fantastic.
Everything about that is better.
Is it real leather?
Yes.
Okay.
That does look
it's
really
good. It's made in London.
Made in London.
It's made in London.
Shipping is $4,000.
It is. But see, that's the problem that I live in, right?
Yeah.
I want that chair for my, like, computer office little setup.
Sure.
But it's $2,500. I'm never going to buy that chair.
Because
I'm not going to spend $2,500 on a chair.
Right,
I don't even
right.
care if I had the money to spend it.
You wouldn't do it.
Out of principle alone, I can't bring myself to do it because what I would do was let's just say I had the money to do it. I have the money to purchase it. I would go online or do whatever, and I would get there and I would put it in the cart, and then I go, no. And then I would take it out of the cart.
Because you know what $2,500 can buy you? Some really good steaks.
Right. A lot of really, really good market-priced ribeye Wagyu. Yeah. That's what that could buy. It could also buy me a whole... Like, I could build an entire outdoor kitchen.
You could bring it... You could
which
outfit
I want,
your...
I'm ready to do.
You could outfit your new Twitch set.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you're going to start twitching.
I am. I'm building a whole gaming area downstairs in the basement. I'm getting rid of all of my gear.
Dude, if you could drum live on Twitch, you could just go drum or edit.
You could Twitch your edits.
Twitch your edits.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I have to have a separate camera
for that, or is it just like you like
you can just
screen
use your, just use your computer screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fascinating.
But you could Twitch your edits, and you could be making money while you're editing.
Just put a mic like this and just talk through your edits and just edit.
And you can make a killing.
Or just, you know.
I am not interesting at all. Why on God's green earth would anybody want to watch me?
Have you seen all these other streams on here? I went on Twitch one time.
It needs to be interesting.
There was a guy with a boat who was just fishing.
I want a boat so bad.
And he was fishing, I think, in Florida and just running a live stream off of his boat.
Interesting.
And that was it. He had like thousands and thousands of people watching.
I don't understand this.
We'll get back into it.
I need to, like, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the world that I need to get into. Like, leave cinematography aside. We're going to sell it all and we're just going to go deep into Twitch. I'm going to play Super Techno Bowl over and over again, and that's it.
That would be actually pretty cool.
I'm just going to play Tecmo Bowl, and I'm going to do a season, and I'm going to start with Bo Jackson, and I'm going to run one end zone to the other and just back and forth, and then I'm going to switch to be the Giants, and I'm going to be a defensive monster like Lawrence Taylor and just have 500 sacks in one season.
We've thought about doing this with, like, Nashville sports and, like, with the Titans, with the Sounds, and playing out a season with them on Twitch.
Oh, okay. Oh, heck yeah. Now with Julio Jones, baby. Woo!
Yeah. No, that would be incredible.
Look out, man. Go Titans.
He's not going to be on the latest disc. We have to wait another season to get him on the disc, but that's okay. Also, if you could stream for the rest of your life one non-gaming thing, if you could do one thing on Twitch and you knew, okay, every day this is going to be my life and it's not a video game and you're going to Twitch it, what would you do?
Like, people have to watch me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd probably be cooking.
Oh, that sounds like a good one.
I'd probably be cooking, dude. I mean, I have this new coffee rub for my steaks.
Oh, I sent you a photo of one the other day.
But he described this one.
Did I show you guys the?
You showed it to me. Yeah.
I was about to say, pull it up on your messages, or put that up full screen somehow. The one that I sent you, this was down in Franklin at a spice shop down there, because Stuart, for like my birthday a few years ago, wow.
Yeah.
That looks really good. He made a coffee rub.
Yeah.
To put on a steak. I'm going to airdrop this to you, Stuart, as well.
So we have this right here, the Black Dust Cowboy Coffee Rub.
Black Dust Cowboy Coffee Rub.
Looks fantastic.
Look at that.
That could be what's on Jordan's photo.
We'll try it. We'll look.
No, this is a homemade. This is a homemade one.
Wow.
Look at that photo, man. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Your photo's not showing up, Jordan.
Oh, sorry, man.
It's okay. No, there it is. Yep, said it was canceled because you switched photos. That's why.
Oh, wow.
It's fancy.
Hold on.
This is a shot that Jordan just got last week down in
Decatur.
Alabama.
Down in Alabama with my buddy Chris Lilly, the guy who the face of Big Bob Gibson's barbecue, the guys that invented the Alabama white sauce.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I love Alabama white
sauce.
Wow.
Dude, you want to come on down, man? I'll hook you up.
There it is.
Let's go.
I'll hook you guys up. I'm actually headed down there next week. If you want to come, I got to go down Thursday for a shoot with Chris.
It says waiting. Let it see if it'll send.
There it is. All right, so look at this.
Wow.
Man, that looks beautiful.
Man. Yeah, that's...
That's killer. That's killer.
That is so nice.
But I think that's a good place to end this stream. Watch Interstellar.
All right, I'm going to watch Interstellar.
Coming out,
No. We're going to watch it in here, and then the podcast is going to be talking about it afterwards.
Oh, let's do that.
We'll go live on Twitch first.
Done.
Watching Interstellar, if we don't get into any copyright trouble, which I don't think we will, because there's tons of games on there. And it's Christopher Nolan. Then we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, we can do that. I'm looking at my schedule right now. Next week, I could do that next week.
We'll figure it out, Jordan. You do our outro. What imparting words of wisdom do you have?
Oh wow, you're putting me on the spot. I feel like I should have had something prepared for this.
Pulls out speech.
I know. It's written. Written speech over here. This
is
also a family show, so you have to be really careful with sometimes the words that you say.
If you could for the outro, if you could have people go to one restaurant and try in Nashville, if they've never tried anything, where would you send them?
And they haven't been to Nashville.
They haven't been to Nashville.
What is our category fully open?
Yeah.
Oh boy! Right now, the hidden gem is The Chef and I.
Yes, we talked about that, I think, last time.
It's still...
Yeah.
That's still it. It's... man. They might be bringing Rudy's back. Oh.
So I was not here for Rudy's.
Dude. I don't think I've ever had Rudy's.
Oh, man.
It's a cocktail bar, isn't it?
No. It is a seafood and sausage place.
Okay.
Seafood and sausage.
Seafood and sausage.
Intriguing.
The owners of Mitchell's Deli. Yep.
Okay.
Owned it.
Okay.
It used to be over in that same Riverside Village area.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
dumb landlord decided, oh, I'm going to up your rent by like $20,000+ for the year.
What?
Yeah. You can't make that. Like,
no, you can't.
As a restaurant, like, you can't.
That's crazy.
You know, like, you can't go into a flow to that. So they closed down because of that. And that was all, like, right with COVID and all that crap, too. So
wow.
It was just compound on one, right, with another for that. And 2 months ago, I think, recently, whatever, I'm out playing golf. I get teamed up with some dude, and turns out the head chef at Mitchell's Deli, or the head cook at Mitchell's Deli, and him and I just start chatting it up, blah, 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 and we start talking. I'm like, oh, Rudy's was my favorite restaurant. And he's like, dude, he actually kind of wants to bring it back.
That's great.
So
that'd be fantastic.
Mitchell's Deli is going to be featured in our 2021 top restaurant video.
I went there recently. Got the club.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. They do actually serve some of the items at Mitchell's that were at Rudy's.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's crazy.
And occasionally, like, they were talking about doing pops-ups or stuff and whatever, but Rudy's was my all-time favorite place. Not because it was close to home, but just because out of everything here, I'm like, oh, this is so stinking good. Oh, wow. What did I had Shohan the other day, and I love Shohan. I love Indian food.
Where's that?
That is downtown over 12th and Porter, basically. 12th and Porter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, like right Pins across McKinney. The street.
Oh,
across.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that place. That's so good. I love food. I could eat it all day. I mean, it's surprising that I'm not like 400, 500 pounds.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
You've got a few years.
I know. I'm working on it. I'm pushing the buttons all the time. I'm getting some, some of my own spices that I like, not spices, but like spice combinations.
Yeah.
That I'm now putting together in these big fat jars at home. So that way, when I'm gone, my wife can just have them and not have to text me all the time. What's the recipe for the taco seasoning you do? And then what's the recipe for the chicken and this and that? And
awesome.
That'll be fun. I'll have to do it. I'll have to cook you guys some steak, man.
Let's do it.
All right. And we'll report back on the next podcast how it is. So,
yes.
All right. Until next time.
Are you sure this isn't a food podcast?
It basically is.
All right. Yeah. Except for when I come on and then we just get derailed and we're going somewhere way out.
We talked about things I didn't think we'll ever talk about in this podcast.
Yeah. See?
Like dinosaurs. Thank you.
Like dinosaurs being fake, right?
Who knew?
I know. Well, with my outro is... I went to Mars for a second, but I'm back now and I got t-shirts for everybody.
He came prepared with that.
Jordan, thanks
for
coming out.